My name is Mercury and welcome to this brand new episode of Media FA. Today I'll be discussing the 36th media consumers. Yes, finally 36. We're doing this. It's been quite a while since the last media consumers. We were supposed to have one early, like the first day of February, but they didn't really have to come to happen. That was going to be Halo. And yeah, so twice now, Halo has been canceled. The media consumers has been canceled for Halo. And I must say that I have no way of watching Halo. I did back then because for some reason Paramount Plus worked in the country I live in. But now that the country I'm living in doesn't, for some reason, now it doesn't work. Even though I did back then, I can't watch Halo. For some reason, I just can't watch Halo. So I don't know when I'll actually be able to do the Halo Season 2 episode or even the Knuckles episode, which we will be hopefully doing. We'll be doing a trailer episode on that, so look forward to that, but we're not going to talk about that today. No, we're not, but we're going to talk about that soon, hopefully. But what we are going to be talking about is a lot of different things that are coming out this year, and some of them are coming out next year, I think. Actually, nothing else. Nets Media Consumers. I do have Media Consumers 2037 planned out. Before we even get to 37, let's get down to 36. This is gonna be a shorter one. There's not many topics here, so we're gonna get straight into it. The main discussion topic for this Media Consumers is Madam Web, which is coming out tomorrow. So it's pecked us to talk about Madam Web soon, very soon. I still want to, get like some other movies out of the way before we get to Madam Web. We haven't reviewed Venom yet. We haven't reviewed Venom: Let It Be Carnage, which are the only two Sony Spider-Man movies that we have not touched, because we did make an episode on Morbius, and that was the last one before Madam Web, which, I mean, I think I'm right. Give me a second while I look it up. It is Venom 2, Morbius, Madam Web. It's been almost 2 years since the last release. But we're getting two more this year. Kraven the Hunter and Venom. We were supposed to get Kraven last year, but we didn't get Kraven last year, so yeah. Anyways, aside from that, I'm sorry if you can hear anything in the background. We're gonna get straight into it. So, yeah. Starting off with, also, before we get, like I said, all the time, all of these topics come from IGN from a week before we were supposed to come out. This was supposed to come out on February 7th, but it is coming out February 13th, and I'm recording this at the same time, at the same day, so, yeah. There's that. All from IGN from, if it was the 7th, then, because we were through Halo, then I had all those videos, and I wasn't gonna plan to just add all those videos back to this one, so, yeah, it'll be having everything from Wednesday the 31st, Wednesday the 31st of January to February 5th, so yeah, that's all the videos that will be included here, aside from any ones that were already going to be released after February 7th. So, yeah, we're going to get into it. So, start with the first theme, which is technology, which is usually one of the ones that has the least amount of stuff. So, yeah. The only topic we have for technology is PDP Riffmaster Wireless Guitar Controller. Now, a wireless controller is definitely not something that's uncommon, but a wireless guitar controller is something that I feel like we've seen quite a bit recently, especially with the advent of a lot of music related games coming out. And case in point, the fact that Fortnite Festival, I think that's what it's called, recently came out for Fortnite. And I'm pretty sure it's going to have guitar support. I think it has guitar support. I'm not too sure. I don't play Fortnite, which is like the biggest surprise ever, because now everybody loves Fortnite apparently. Because I guess what chapter are we on? Chapter 3? I had so much good stuff that Fortnite's good now, but I mean, I'm not gonna try it. I'm not gonna try Fortnite anytime soon. So yeah, we already did an episode on Fortnite. What happened to Fortnite? It was one of our first, I think one of our first episodes, or one of our like first like year, first like month of episodes. So if you wanna go check it out, you have to scroll a little bit down, but it's there. Also, you can. It's also probably on one of our many compilations that we found on the channel. So yeah, shameless plug. But anyways. The PDP Riffmaster, it's something that wouldn't have been as common as it was right now. Or well, I mean, it wouldn't have been made before right now, because now we have like actual things to play it on aside from just, I guess, Guitar Hero, which isn't getting a new installment anytime soon. But now we have Fortnite Festival, and this should really work. It looks like, obviously it looks like a guitar, but it looks like a pretty cool guitar, and I gotta say that's awesome. It looks pretty cool. I can't really speak on how it plays, because I don't have it. I don't have one. I don't have any use for one. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. I imagine that we will see its uses later on the line. It hasn't come out yet, so I can't really say. But it looks cool. It looks like a fun thing to have for these types of games. So yeah, that's all we're gonna say about the PDP Riffmaster wireless guitar controller. God damn it! PDP Riffmaster. There we go. It is coming out in spring 2024. If you guys wanna buy it. Anyways, that's all for technology. So now we're moving on to movies, and this one does in fact have Madam Web. So yeah, and it's all the ones that I think are really weird. are also really weird. So give me a second while I look one of these topics up, which I don't remember at all. If you guys can hear any echo, I'm sorry about that. I'm charging my phone as I record this. Okay. So yeah, and there's like a wall right next to me. It's probably adding to the echo. So yeah, anyways, going to movies. This movie is IF, or IF, or whatever you want to call it. So anyways, IF is a very interesting concept. I'm not sure if it will be executed well in the movie itself, but I feel like it's a pretty interesting concept of having somebody seeing other people's imaginary friends. It's not something I've seen very often in movies. Sure, there are movies that touch upon imaginary friends, but never one that actually like shows other people witnessing people's imaginary friends. Which, I don't know, kind of defeats the purpose of an imaginary friend, but I feel like it's pretty fun seeing like an imaginary friend reaching to adulthood, because because a lot of the actors are adults in the movie. Anyways, something I also really like is that the characters, the imaginary friends, look like Pixar characters and like animated CG characters. I mean, they're obviously CGI, but they look like they came straight out of a Pixar movie, which I really do appreciate, and I think that's pretty fun. That's not something we see that often in sort of this media. So I think it's pretty fun that it has even happened. But anyways, I feel like this movie looks like a lot of fun. It definitely has an interesting premise. So yeah, I'm probably not gonna watch it, but I mean, hey, it looks pretty fun, and that's enough for a movie. These donations when dumpster fires come out left and right. So yeah, IF comes out May 17th, 2024, and you can't do anything with it. You just have to wait and see. So next up is Well, I was thinking about complete dog shit last. There's nothing but dog shit coming out almost all the time. And here's a movie which was the predecessor was called Dog Shit. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2. Now, Blood and Honey 1, or I don't like calling it things. The first Blood and Honey movie. I don't like calling things. Winnie, like, for example, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 1. I like call it the first movie. Because it's not called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 1. It's called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. It's like saying, oh, Black Panther 1. No, it's Black, it's just Black Panther. The sequel's called Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. It's not Black Panther 2. Unless it's like a movie that has the same title. Like, for example, there's Godzilla 1954. Godzilla 1998. And Godzilla 2014, which are completely different movies. So yeah, you have that those examples. But yeah, aside from that, I call things the first movie. Anyways, the first Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey movie wasn't received very well. It was pretty low budget, and it showed. Which I mean, you can always create something on a low budget, but it's not guaranteed to be anything. You can create something like that with the first movie is $100,000. So that was its budget. And here, it's $1 million. But like last time, it really showed the $100 million. It was $100 million. But you can obviously do a lot with $100 million. And well, I'm not sure that they used it to their best degree, but they did use a lot of the money. And Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey was a big success. It made back, I'm pretty sure, all of its budget, plus 10 times, plus like 30 times. It was insane how much money they probably made. But it was apparently pretty bad. So, yeah. So now, the Blood and Honey 2 is $1 million. That's the budget. And it really shows me that it has an increase in budget. But aside from that, I don't think it's gonna be that much of a success or even well received. Maybe it's better, you know, with a higher budget. Maybe they actually try to do something. It's like it is a sequel, I guess, by proxy, because it's a sequel and has the events of the first movie. Like those things are happened in the universe, and they've happened, but. None of the characters that came from the first movie are in this movie, so it's like you have pretty much a completely blank slate, and also Winnie the Pooh and all those characters look different. Also, Tigger, I think his name is. I don't fucking remember the guy. Is it? Am I doing it right? Yeah, it's. I know it's. I don't know how to spell this. But yeah, the tiger, Tigger, I think that's his name is. It's something I'm saying something completely and utterly wrong, but yeah, I think it's. But I'm saying it with a T. I am saying it with a T. Trigger, Tigger, yeah, I don't know. I hope I'm saying it right because I hope it doesn't sound like I'm saying something completely all wrong, but yeah, okay. I don't know how to spell it, all I'm gonna say is the tiger is part of the cast now. I know it sounds like I'm not what I'm talking about, and I don't know what Winnie the Pooh is, but I know who the character is. It's just that I don't know how to spell it. I don't want to sound like I'm saying something completely separate from what I'm trying to say. But anyways, that guy's joining the cast, and I don't think. How the fuck do you say this? Hold on. Okay, so I've been actually saying it right. Good to know. So yeah, anyways, Tigger. God damn it. It feels like I am literally one letter away from saying something that'll get me in big trouble. But anyways, Tigger's part of the cast now, and he's wreaking havoc. We didn't see him. I know that in the first movie, Eeyore was Eden, which is... Yeah, that's something. But anyways, Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be pretty good. I feel like I think the novelty of the movie itself happening is was worn out. It might get money. It might do well, but it might not do as well as it did first time around, because it's not the first time we've heard this thing you reiterated and told. Like it's the same thing and we'll higher budget. Maybe it'll be better, but I don't think so. I'm not gonna watch Blood and Honey. It's just not something I just did. So yeah. Anyways, We the Blue Blood and Honey 2 is coming out 2024. Anyways, moving on to the main discussion topic, Madame Web. Now, Madame Web is a movie that I'm not looking forward to, but I am looking forward to shitting on. So it's part, like I said, it's part of the Sony Spider-Man universe that doesn't have any Spider-Man in it. It's just the character in Spider-Man, because the MCU has its own Spider-Man, and they don't want to confuse people. That's the title. That's the title of the cinematic universe. But you know, like aside from that, Madame Web just doesn't look very interesting. It's not a movie that doesn't look interesting at all. I'm gonna watch it, obviously. I'm gonna do an episode on it, but it's not interesting. It's because there's no Spider-Man in it. Madame Web is a character by herself, as a character that doesn't really have much going for her. And there's not really like a villain. I mean, the villain here is is a Spider-Man variant. It's a Spider-Man variant. He doesn't really do much in the comics, I think. He's just kind of there for Clone Saga. I don't know. I don't remember where he's from. But he doesn't really do much. There's not much of a character there. And Madame Web isn't much of a character by herself. Aside from, you know, what we know about her. So I just don't think it's a very good recipe for trying to have a success on your hands. It's just not. It's how not to do a movie. It's not who to make a movie out of. They want Kraven, Venom, all those characters. Those characters I get making movies about, but not Morbius or Madame Web or El Muerto or the fucking Hypno Hustler. That's just not. Who are those characters? Most people don't know who those characters are. The character that I can see having the movie the most out of all of those I just mentioned is Morbius. Because at least Morbius has some more lore to him. Madame Web, I could see appearing in a movie, but not having her own movie. It's just not how to do movies. You don't make movies on fucking nobody's trying to adapt something. You try to make them at least recognizable. I can see Morbius being someone, but Madame Web, hell no. So, I don't have very high hopes for this movie. I've heard reviews, and they don't seem very high. I'm expecting it to be at least fun bad, not boring bad. So, yeah. That's my high expectation. Hopefully, it'll be at least enjoyably bad. So, yeah. That's all we gotta say about Madame Web. It's coming out tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes from there. But yeah, no, that's all I gotta say about Madame Web. Next up, we have our final theme, gaming, of course, how it's always been. Gaming is our final theme, so yeah, let's get into it. First up is Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons Remake. Now, Brothers is a game I haven't played, Brothers and Two Sons, but it's a game that was on my uncle's old PlayStation 3, which I didn't touch. I remember he played Beyond Good and Evil, which Beyond Good and Evil 2 has been a game that's been in development for fucking like a decade now. And there's that, but I'm not talking about that. So yeah, Brothers, it's definitely received a very big graphical upgrade. And yeah, I mean, it's all I gotta really say. It looks way better. I don't know, honestly, if the original game had that sort of, I guess you could call it, like, Eco, Shadow of the Colossus sort of, like, art style. And it's real, and it's sort of received that kind of thing here, like, the thing, this achievement, the Shadow of the Colossus remake received. It's much more realistic, but I guess it has some of those qualities. I don't know how to feel about it.
because with the video that I watched here had both side to side, and I prefer the more cartoonish style of the original compared to this much more realistic one. That's all I've really gotta say. I feel like the new graphics just kind of make it look kind of uncanny valley. So yeah, I don't know. It's just me. I've never played the game, so I can't really say much. I don't have, if this remake is a bad remake, I won't know, because I have never played the original game. So yeah, Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons remake is coming out February 28th, 2024. Next up is Mad Sick. Now, Mad Sick is a game that looks fine, but I'm not really interested in. Yeah, it's a top-down, like, I guess League of Legends clone. That's the best way I could put it. You have all these, like, different champions or characters, and you go into this top-down arena. I guess semi-top-down. And you do battle online. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not the biggest fan of those types of games. It's just not my thing. So this game is not my thing. So I don't know if I enjoyed it. For me, it doesn't look very enjoyable. Top down has never been my favorite camera style. I don't know. I like to be front and center in the action, much more than having it be 15 feet in the fucking air. You know, That's just how I work. So yeah, this is me. I'm not particularly excited for Mad Sick, but if you are, the demo's available now if you want to play it. So yeah, there's that. Next up is Vampire: The Masquerade Bloodlines 2. Now, Vampire the Masquerade is the game that I've never fucking played before. But I guess the gameplay looks kind of cool. I don't know. It's a very interesting take on vampire gameplay. I don't know if there's any vampire games out there. But there's two here, which is quite a lot. Vampires have really, I guess, exploded in popularity recently. And I'm not too and they're fine, I guess, but I mean, vampires have always been pretty popular, especially after Twilight. But I'm not too sure if I really like it here. So yeah, there's that. It's just normal vampire stuff. But I'm not too sure what Vampire the Masquerade is about. But I kind of like the gameplay about it. So yeah, there's that. I mean, I'm not gonna get it, but I feel like it looks, it's a very interesting take. I don't know how it improves upon the original. I don't know if this is good or not, but I mean, looks fine. And some of the designs are, I think, pretty cool, pretty well made. So yeah, I mean, there's that. I actually like what they presented here. Yeah, that's it for Vampire: The Masquerade Bloodlines 2, and it's coming out fall 2024. Next up is Alone in the Dark. This is something that has a very big actor. I forgot his name. I forgot what this guy's name is. David Harbour, right? Yeah, David Harbour's in this game, and I think it's like a paranormal stuff. I don't know. I really don't know. Alone. It's a part of the new series. Survival horror game series. Prime Investigator. Haunted House. Yeah. Haunted House. So, yeah, I mean, it's fun that they have something like this here. A lot of games recently have had like these big name actors, like live action actors, and that's something I don't know how I feel about, but I think it's a pretty cool sort of evolution of gaming. So yeah, That's something. I have much to say about the game. I don't think they show much gameplay in general. I guess it looks fine. I'm not the biggest. I don't know. Just I'm not. Oh yeah, they did show a bit of gameplay. It's I don't know. It's fine, I guess. I'm not entirely sure what to think. It looks kind of like Resident Evil, like the general gameplay, which is a lot of survival horror games right now trying to copy the Resident Evil remake formula, which is like a third person over the shoulder sort of. Well, I mean, that was the same thing, but yeah, the over the shoulder camera that they had. What the fuck? They made a Alone in the Dark movie on Tubi? Why? It's a 4.8 out of 10. So, yeah. I'm not too sure it's very good, but yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, no, I'm not pretty sure. I'm not the biggest fan of survival horror games, so yeah. Anyways, if you do like survival horror games, Alone in the Dark is coming out March 20th, 2024. You can pre-order it now. Next up is NBA Infinite, which is a mobile game for the NBA 2K series. And that is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life, I gotta say. I feel like sports games on console and sports video games are worthless. I feel like they are the most soulless games to ever exist because they get re-released every fucking year. The only ones that don't get re-released are like things like cricket, because who the fuck plays cricket? Or if you aspire to be, nothing against if you're trying to aspire to be a cricket player, but if you aspire to be a cricket player, please do something else. I'm sorry, I know cricket's pretty popular like Australia or some shit, but like, okay, let me make a sport that's I guess a lot less popular than like, because cricket, I don't know, just. It's a bit of a popular sport, but like, I don't know if there's been a game based on, like, dodgeball. If you aspire to be a professional dodgeball player, please reconsider. I'm kidding, no, dodgeball's cool, a little. But yeah, no, NBA on mobile is really pathetic, it's gonna be really greedy, and I don't like it that much. Not my tempo. So, yeah, I don't like these sports games. I don't like how they play, and especially you should not be playing this goddamn games on mobile. But yeah, just not my thing. Anyways, NBA Infinite is coming out February 17th, 2024, and you can pre-register now, but I don't know why you would. There's no real benefits to pre-registering. So, yeah, I would not. Anyways, next up is Street Fighter 6 Add a Character. So Street Fighter 6, it's adding it. It's I don't know. Add Street Fighter 6 release date. Roster, yeah. Do they have a fighter pass? Is that what they're called? Fighter pass, let's see. Is this a second? I don't fucking know. Oh my god, will they ever can I see genuine results? Character pass. It's called a character pass. Let me get the character pass. Oh my god, this is so bad. Why? Why are you making this so hard on me? Please? Oh my god, I found it. I found it. So, I think this is their third character, Ed. So Ed is the third character, third DLC character for Street Fighter 6. And he looks pretty cool. I like his moves and all that. So yeah, I mean, pretty cool. I think Ed is a character that appeared beforehand. I'm not too sure. He just seems like something that was made beforehand, kind of like Dan. Like Dan's a character that was made definitely before his appearance. I think Street Fighter 5, but or I might be wrong. I'm not too sure. But yeah, no, like I might confuse him with another franchise. I'm not very big on fighting games. You know, and I don't know if Ed is a new character. I'm not too sure. I don't think he is. But yeah, no, he looks pretty cool. I like his moveset. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty diverse. It has diversity in its fighters. Of the movesets, so yeah, pretty cool addition. Street Fighter 6, well, the ad is coming out February 2024. Jesus Christ, okay. Next up is the Thaumaturge. Now, I feel like we covered the Thaumaturge before, but I think it might have been like a reveal trailer or something like that, and we didn't get gameplay, but now we have gameplay, and I gotta say, I'm pretty interested in this game, to be honest. So this game sort of plays like a Victorian era Persona game. And honestly, that seems pretty cool. I like that. I like that a lot. It's I like that, honestly. So, I'm actually pretty interested in the Thaumaturge. It's because of that, I really like Persona. I'm still playing through Persona 3. I realized I've been playing Persona 3 wrong, actually. So what I've been doing at Persona 3, and you guys can kill me in the comments, is I've been going through every day, grinding one level for every character, so they have all, so they're all on the same level. Now, this has been sort of, I guess, a detriment to me, because I've been playing Persona 3 for the past year, doing this exact thing, and I gotta say, I know that I'm not very far in the game, because I'm still in August. I am still playing through August. I'm not done, and the game ends in like February. That's something. That's something completely cool for me to have. I've been playing this game since I got it all the way back. I don't know. I have to check my transcription history. But I've been playing like that for a long time, and I gotta say, it gets boring after a while. Sure, I gotta say, the Persona 3 gameplay is very solid. It's very well repetition. It doesn't feel repetitive, but it damn well does when all you're doing is fucking going through one day, one level for every character, and it gets even more excruciating when you do it all the goddamn time. Well, every day, yeah, you can go to Tartarus, you do it. So, yeah, that's just how it is. Whenever all my party members can go to Tartarus, I'm like, hey, we're going to Tartarus. We're going to Tartarus tonight, and I gotta grind. So yeah, I'm still like, I'm still in the free week in August. So yeah, and I realized that people were like, oh, it's May something, we're gonna go clear the first block of Tartarus. Like, what? You can do that? So yeah, and the only reason I don't do it is because then all my characters are under level by the time that full moon arrives. But I guess it won't be that hard to level them up, because you'd have all the blocks, like every level of Tartarus already set up. So I guess it won't be that hard to really, I guess, level them up, but yeah, no, I'm gonna keep going how I've been going in my playthrough. But in the next playthrough, which I'm gonna make, which will I think will be the my final playthrough of the game, I guess. Just playing it through the first time, because I'm currently playing through it, I guess, the normal way, like the way it's, like, I guess, played out in Persona 3 normal, because I'm playing through Persona 3 Portable, which is the re-release. So I'm playing through that, and I guess next time I'm gonna do the Konoe route, which is the female main character route. I'm gonna do that one, and that one I'm gonna try to really sort of push the social links and get a bunch of those things done, because I found it really difficult to actually get through the social links in my main playthrough, because all I'm doing is going to Tartarus. I'm not really leveling up my characters like charm and all that, because I'm stuck going on Tartarus. The only time I can actually go on out and level that up is by, one, doing the school thing, which I'm currently in a free week, so yeah, there's that. I think I'm in summer vacation. And, or when one of my teammates gets tired, I'm like, oh, well, try to go to the bar or something. But now I actually accidentally, I think I got into, I don't know if I completed the social link, but I definitely got high enough in the social link for Yuko, I think that's her name is, for the game to consider the relationship to being, you know, lovers. And that's just looking like, oh god. So yeah, I might do like three more playthroughs, just trying to do something right, because I also messed up all the Elizabeth things, because I forgot one, so now I have to redo that. I don't know if you can choose to be with Elizabeth in the Codorne route, but I know you have Theodore, so yeah. Anyways, I went into fucking Persona 3 rant. Thaumaturge is a lot like Persona, and that's really cool. So yeah, I like it. I like this. I like Thaumaturge. I don't know if I'm gonna get it, depends on its price, but yeah. It is coming out February 20th, 2024. So yeah, there's that. Next up is Children of the Sun. Now, Children of the Sun seems like a pretty cool game. I guess you're like a sniper and you shoot a bullet and you control the bullet. That's pretty cool, but that's all we really saw. I guess I know it's an announcement trailer and they're trying to, like, you know, show a concept, but yeah, no. I'm interested to see where it develops, but right now I can't really say much. So yeah, there's that. There's no release here for Children of the Sun, by the way. Next up is Serum. Now, the funny thing about Serum is that the video that I watched for this, they gave us five reasons you should play Serum. And I gotta say, it just seems like a Fallout clone a little. It's mutated. It's in a mutated planet. It's post-apocalyptic, and there's mutated monsters. So yeah, there's that. It's just that they look a little bit more like animals than they do in the Fallout world. But aside from that, not really. I wouldn't say I'm interested in it. Oh, I mean, there's a cool serum like gimmick. But yeah, no. I'm not too sure if I'm interested in it. I gotta see more of it, and maybe not being forced down why I should play the game when you explain to me a mechanic that is exclusive to the game. Maybe you should explain to me some things that I actually kind of understand. Like, maybe, I don't know, seeing how customizable the character is. Like, not even just clothing, but like moveset and all that. That'll be cool. That's something I can really understand, sort of your gimmick and you're choosing in your game that I don't understand, because I have to wait until I play the game so I can know how it works. So yeah, aside from that, not really much to say about Serum. There's no release date for it, but it has a demo available now. Next up is Phantom Blade Zero. Now, Phantom Blade Zero I mean, all they showed was an anime, like an anime style trailer, but the gameplay looked actually pretty fun. It's very bombastic and fast and all that, and I kind of like that. So yeah, I'm honestly considering picking it up, but I don't know. Yeah, it's it looks interesting. I guess it looks interesting, the gameplay. So yeah, honestly, I don't know if I'll play it up, but I'll definitely consider it. So yeah, there's no reason for Phantom Blade Zero. So yeah. Next up is Dungeon Born. Fuck, I potug the knife. That hurt. Next up is Dungeon Born. Now, Dungeon Born looks interesting. Is there a co-op first person? I guess it's inspired by, like, Dark Souls, maybe? I don't know. But it looks, it looks pretty cool. I am not the biggest fan of, I wouldn't say I'm not the biggest fan. That's not something I would really consider myself, but my favorite genre isn't medieval. I gotta say, there's something. There are cool things about medieval settings, right? Obviously, but itching at my bone, itching to really get my hand on a game like this. So yeah, never that, you know. Dungeon Born, if you like it, I guess there's a name available now if you want to buy it, if you want to get that. There's no release it for it. Anyway, that's up is Death of a Wish. Now, Death of a Wish is a game that I'm pretty interested in. It's a very interesting art style. It reminds me of the Faith art style, where it's like pixelated, but it's kind of rotoscoped. But this one has more like an anime feel to it. So yeah, I actually like that quite a bit. It's pretty unique. But yeah, no, I like the gameplay, looks fun. So yeah, I'm actually considering getting Death of a Wish. So yeah, pretty cool. A lot of these games I say, I'm definitely gonna get, but I don't know. There's too many games to play, and I still have not opened Persona 4 Golden. So yeah, there's that. Anyways, Death of a Wish is coming out March 11th, 2024. Next up is Silent Slayer: Vault of the Vampire. Now, yes, I said earlier, I was gonna talk about more vampire stuff, and here it is. So yeah, it's a VR game, so I'm never gonna be able to play this game. But aside from that, it's a pretty interesting concept, having to be sneaky around a vampire. Aside from that, it uses some things that are cool from vampire, like folklore. I don't know, vampire stuff isn't kind of done to death, so I don't know, cool if you find it cool. I actually see where you're coming from when you find it cool, but for me it's just so yeah. Silent Slayer: Vault of the Vampire is coming out 2024. Next up is Journey Beyond the Edge of the World. Now, this game I feel like has some potential to be a game kind of like, well, Journey and Absu, which are games that are very thought-provoking and are very beautiful, and I really do enjoy. So I feel like this game has that sort of feel to it, instead of it being much more, it's an experience. That's what the game is. It'll be much more of an experience than it will be a game, which, I mean, yeah. Games can be a way to really express oneself. But one thing you have to consider with games is that they have to be entertaining. You can have, I mean, Journey is a glorified walking simulator with puzzles, which, I mean, guess technically makes it a puzzle game, but whatever. Like, it has that. But also, it... What it also has is... I asked the world to make it feel alive and really entertaining, because you're looking at stuff like, whoa, look at that, and you're having all these moments that look cool. So you're really coming out of it, you know, you feel like you really went through something. And that's really cool. So I think this game has that potential to be one of those games that really has that impact on people. Kind of like Journey had me. Journey's one of my favorite. I think Journey is my favorite game of all time. Just because of what of like all the experience I have with it. And I would, and it's not a very long game, so I would go back and play it. So aside from that, you know, I feel like Journey beyond the edge of the world has that potential, and maybe I'll get it if it comes to like console. I'll definitely be getting it. I love these type of games. But yeah, doesn't release it for it. But yeah, aside from that, yeah. Next up is Winter Survival. Now, again, survival games can be pretty fun. I feel like Subnautica is actually pretty fun. I actually do quite like Subnautica, but. Like, I don't know. If it's, I guess, it's at some point set in the real world, I'm not too excited for it. So, yeah. I mean, I like Subnautica because it's sort of set in, like, an alien world, and I can see the appeal of stuff like the forest, when it's, even though it's realistic, it has that sort of those creatures that attack you, and I think that's pretty cool. So yeah, but like for me, with Survivor, it looks kind of like a normal survival game set in the winter. I don't remember much about the trailer itself, but I feel like that's what it is. So yeah, there's not much to say aside from that. Yeah, early access for this game is coming out February 28th, 2024, and a demo is available now. Okay, so next up is Wake Runners. Now, Wake Runners reminds me of Overwatch a little, but it's top down, which, yikes! So it's like League of Legends. Like I said earlier, I'm not gonna read all the points. Like I said for what was it, Matzik? I'm not really interested in this type of games. So yeah, I mean, looks fine. I think the characters look fine, but I'm not too interested in this type of games. So yeah, I'm not gonna dwell on it further. Just I'm gonna read my points as for Matzik. Just not my thing. So yeah, a demo for Wake Runners is also available now. Next up is Tribes 3 Rivals. Now this is a game I can get behind. Tribes 3 Rivals seems like a fun game. It's very like bombastic, it's very fast, and I really do enjoy how it looks. It looks amazing, it looks like a lot of fun to play. And I really, really enjoyed it. So yeah, I will probably, if it comes to console, I'll definitely be picking up Tribes 3. So yeah, really excited for this game. And it doesn't look the best, it doesn't look the most polished game ever, but again, we're probably ways away from release, so I do quite enjoy what they showed here. So yeah, Tribes 3 Rivals, like I said, doesn't have a release date, but it's available now. With demos available now. Next up is Indica, I think that's how you say it. Not too sure. But yeah, this game, it seems like pretty cool. It has like this, I guess like a nun feeling, like a nun, like there's a nun character in here. It's horror. And that's interesting to see here, and it has a very interesting concept of all the nuns seeing religious things as horrors and all that. I mean, that's a pretty fun concept. So yeah, I feel like that could work, but I'm probably not gonna play it. So yeah, there's that. Indica does not have a release date right now, so. Yeah, next up is Detective Ritual of the Sea. Now, I don't remember much about this trailer. I think it was pretty short. But the world looks kind of nice. I think it's just like maybe 1930s. I don't know. It looks a lot more futuristic. So maybe not 1930s, maybe 2030s, actually. I think about it. Just looking at, you know, looks fine. I can't remember much, so I can't really say much, but yeah. I mean, it can be a cool game. I think the name sounds pretty cool. But yeah, aside from that, I don't know. Next up, our final announcement is Homeworld 3 War Games. Now, I sort of expressed my opinion on games like Homeworld before, if I think it was... I don't remember what it was. It was something, but it was a game that I really enjoyed, and I think the Starship Combat is something that should be explored a lot, but it really isn't. So I think Homeworld's really cool in that sense. So I really do enjoy what they're doing with Homeworld, and it's I'm interested to see how it develops, because this game was announced quite a while ago. I remember when it was first announced in E3 2021. So. Yeah, I think it was Homeworld. I'm not too sure, but yeah, I'm still gonna see how it goes, and yeah, you'll see more gameplay. So yeah, Homeworld 3 doesn't have a release date right now, but we're probably gonna get more news on it soon. So one of my favorite topic out of everything here, well, by technology, it was has to be PDP, because obviously my movies, if has to be my favorite, the one I talked about for gaming. I really like talking about the Thaumaturge, Journey, and Homeworld 3, and Death of the Wish, obviously. I really did like Death of the Wish. So yeah, that's it. What do you guys think of any of these topics? Leave in the comments below. Follow us on @media_buffet on Twitter, @theentertainment with the E at the end on Twitter as well, @theentertainment. With the E on YouTube, MediaFay on Spotify, and @MediaFayYT, MediaFay Bonus on YouTube for bonus content. For me, it's @MercurySCheese on Twitter, Mercury @MercurySC on YouTube, @MercurySCheese on Twitch, and MercurySC on AO3, and I think it's also MercurySC on fanfiction.net and Wattpad. So go follow that if you want to read my stories. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.